city of Waupun is setting aside public money to expand a child care center. It's Thursday, November 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show here today, Rich Kramer will tell us about a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice's efforts to create a new police force. And Danielle Kading reports on legislation that would eliminate restrictions for hound hunting and training on wild animals. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The city of Waupun is taking the unusual step of investing directly in community daycare. Corrine Hess reports the city is taking action as the state's Democratic governor and Republican legislature have disagreed over using public money for child care.
For nearly 35 years, the We Care Child Care Center has served the families of Waupun and the surrounding cities in Dodge and Fond du Lac counties. With at least 70 children consistently on the waiting list, city officials are giving about $60,000 in public money for We Care to expand. Waupun has also set aside $250,000 in COVID funds to tackle child care. Republican Mayor Ron Bishop says child care is an economic development issue.
I'm still a Republican. We're doing everything we can to just help with the situation in Waupun, and hopefully the governor and the legislature do figure something out.
Once complete, the center will be able to accept 50 to 60 more kids. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Household size, or the number of people living together in the same home, has declined in Wisconsin for decades. That's created a mismatch between the types of housing available and what's needed to meet shifting demographics. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum says longer lifespans and declines in marriage rates have led to smaller average household sizes. As of 2020, 30% of Wisconsin households had only one person. In 1970, that number was less than 17%. The housing mismatch has been especially pronounced in Milwaukee. John Johnson is a researcher at Marquette University Law School.
Houses were built for families in the past. There are no longer that many families living in the city. Instead, we have a lot of people living by themselves.
He says the city has 35,000 more single-person households than studio or one-bedroom units, but 23,000 more two-bedroom units than two-person households. Wisconsin's chief Supreme Court justice says she sought to create a new police force following the murder of a retired judge in New Lisbon last year. And as Rich Kramer reports, she says state lawmakers were unwilling to fund it.
In 2022, retired Juneau County Circuit Court Judge John Romer was zip-tied to a chair and murdered in his home. Police found a list of other potential targets, including Governor Tony Evers. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler referenced that incident and another judge's murder in Maryland during her State of the Judiciary address broadcast on Wisconsin Eye. She says it moved her to ask state lawmakers for money to create a new judicial branch of law enforcement.
The package sought to expand and finance the Marshal's Office to provide security not only for the Supreme Court, but also security for all judges and court facilities throughout the state.
Ziegler says lawmakers were unwilling to fund the security measures. Spokespeople for the GOP co-chairs of the legislature's budget committee did not immediately return calls seeking comment. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of bills that would remove a variety of abortion restrictions from state law. That includes a 20-week abortion ban and a requirement that minors obtain parental consent to receive an abortion. The package would also ban public funding of pregnancy resource centers, which are often run by anti-abortion groups, if they don't tell people that abortion is an option. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce of Madison says the bills ensure Wisconsinites have the right to make their own reproductive decisions. Those plans have no chance of becoming law, though, under the current makeup of state government, where Republicans hold big majorities in both houses of the legislature. GOP lawmakers passed some of the restrictions in question roughly a decade ago and have called for increasing funding of pregnancy resource centers. A bipartisan bill would create regional mental health crisis centers in Wisconsin. As Robert DeAndrea reports, the facilities would provide treatment in rural areas.
The proposal would spend $10 million already budgeted for mental health care to start one or two facilities. Supporters hope more would follow in each region of the state. That would make them closer to rural Wisconsinites who need urgent mental health intervention. Police often respond first in a mental health crisis. That leads to handcuffs, extended emergency room visits, and for some, hours-long commutes to the nearest psychiatric hospital. Representative Clint Moses is an author of the bill.
These centers are intended to be short stays, no more than 5 days, bringing the individuals closer to their families and their support system during a mental health crisis.
Supporters say regional facilities would provide better care for mental health professionals in a home-like setting. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a GOP bill would eliminate restrictions for hound hunting and training on wild animals during the spring in northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, it's drawing support from hound hunters and opposition from animal protection groups.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources bars hound hunting and training on wild animals from May 1st to June 30th on public and private lands in northern Wisconsin. Republican State Representative Chance Green of Grandview says the law is outdated.
It was more to prohibit out-of-season hunting or out-of-season running of dogs. Now that we have well-established seasons on all these things, such as bear hunting, there's no need for this law.
Hound hunters say they fear fines if their dogs chased an animal while off-leash during the spring. The DNR says no such citations have been issued in the last 5 years. Animal protection and conservation groups say the restrictions prevent ground nesting birds and young animals like wolf pups from being disturbed. They say it may put them at risk or lead to more wolf attacks on hunting dogs. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We'll be right back here on your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.